stuff is one yisoda. It's all yisoda. I haven't written for many years ago. I don't know if I've ever said it. It's yisoda, the whole esamakas, but it's very long. So we'll talk actually just about the tzach, perhaps the tzach hadash, because there's another important yisoda that we want to see in the parasha. Two big yisodas. One is more on avodah, parashas ve'era, and one is more understanding para, understanding the makas in parashas ve'era. And as far as I'm saying, the tzach is dom tzvadei akinim is a set on its own. The tzach is dom tzvadei akinim. So dom is a in Svarim is well done that everything the chetzoni is the metzias and the pnimius, the one inside, what is inside is the avodas Hashem of what's nizgala bechetzoni. It's nizgala bechetzoni. What's inside that is the avoda of what's nizgala bechetzoni. So the chetzoni of the tzach is dom and kinim, and the avodas Hashem that you can derive from nizgalas of dom and kinim is the makav tzefardeya. So if you have to understand to be mizbeinin what the common denominator between dam and kinim are, it's a difficult thing to see. What's the common denominator? How does that, and what's the sephardeh? What's the maka of frogs? How's that an avodas Hashem that you derive from blood and lice, from dam and kinim, dam and kinim? Here I'm going to conclude. One thing we have discussed very often is that the tannin, the serpent, the snake, Pari represents a nochosh. That's why he's the tannin hagodol, says Yisnavi Yecheskel, and that's why the simonim are the snake, the nochosh to Pari, because Pari is the bechinas nochosh. The first shakra v'tari between the nochosh and Chava is that Chava said akani from the tzedas, because she'll die. Ben Shalom says, if you eat from this adas, you die. The Nochash says, Lo Moist Musun. He pushes her, and he says, Kashem She'ein Misa B'Negiyah. Rashi brings down there, Kach Ein Misa B'Achilosa. So you see from there, the whole Vikuach, the whole Shakra Tari over here is, does a person die when he's Oivin Rotz Hashem or not? Meaning, once a person's alive, what makes a person feel that he can do whatever he wants? Because he feels that he's Sholot on himself. He feels that he's a Bal Abayis of himself. The emes lamit is the Rebbeinu Shlomo grants is mashpia chayim and kol rega v'rega to eat. And chayim is the whole person. So the person is really not shalul in anything. If the person realizes that one wrong move, be'etzem, right? Shalul lechochma nefesh achetas, the famous Yerushalmi, shalul nevua nefesh achetas, nefesh achetas tomus. You can't, because it's Balamusi used to say a person lives with a noose around his neck, right? One wrong move pulls the noose. That's how the Bala Musa describe it. A person has to know that every reg of his life, gimel mafteches le mosan hakadosh baruch hu shliach. Three mafteches. The Gemara says at the beginning of Tanis, chaya tchisameisim and b'shamim. All things have to do with life. Life is something the Rebbeinu Shlomo retains by him. So you can do whatever you want, but life you're not in charge of. No. So what are you in charge of if you're not in charge of life? Nothing. So that's the bitl of the yid, the bitl hanivra la'abayir, because you're in charge of, you can do all the ma'isim that you want, but life, that comes from Rabban Shalom. No, first Rabban Shalom takes the life away, you can't do any ma'isim. So that is really the shakra tari. No, so, if the yitzahara doesn't mislead a person from that, then there's no business for the yitzahara. The first thing the yitzahara has to be machshel a person is that he should forget, he should be mesiyah das, that the koyach ha'chaim is something la'olam Hashem dvorcha nitzah b'shamayim. It's finished as the shayichud emuna. So you might be acquainted with the pasuk la'olam Hashem dvorcha nitzah b'shamayim. So la'olam Hashem dvorcha nitzah. What does dvorcha mean? Dvorcha means the dvar Hashem. What's dvar? Dvar is dibur. Dibur is chias. Vayi adam lenefesh chayas is the targum ruach memalala the koyach ha'dibur. So la'olam Hashem dvorcha nitzah is the dibur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being mashpia to the whole bria. And if that would cease for one moment, the ilu Hakadosh Baruch Hu, one moment would stop, and the whole bria is ka'ayin ka'efes. Not even toyev avoyu, mamish ka'ayin ka'ayin ka'efes mamish. So the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is keeping the whole bria, the chiyus of the bria. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia kol rega berega. That's why that was the first shakra v'tari. If a person lives with that, it's not shaykh for him to sin. Shaykh, if a person taki would literally have a noose around his neck, he would never sin. So if this person, that person, first the nochash has to be machshel in that. Once you feel pistayigin abalabos over chayim, so then you can do what you want, because nobody can switch off, and then you can't do it. So that's the first kfir in the Torah. The first kfir in the Torah is the nachash loy mois temus. The chayim, I mean, a person alone is chayim. So we discussed many times, that's why the Rebbe Shlomo left behind the siman, that the chayim is totally in the Eibishter, and that's why rain comes down from Shemayim. The rain comes down from Shemayim just to remind the person that rain is the chayim, rain is life for the Bria, and life comes from up there. Life doesn't come from down here, life comes from up there. And the kitzo, to make a long story short, that was the whole clip of Mitzrayim. The clip of Mitzrayim is that Mitzrayim doesn't rain. Why? Because Mitzrayim doesn't need the rain. Why doesn't Mitzrayim need the rain? Because they have the Nile. So if they don't need the rain, Mitzrayim is the Nesinus Mokim, Tataina Levot, Tataina, that they live independently. They don't have to wait for rain to come down from Shemayim, so they live independently. His power can make himself a likus. If you're in charge of your own life, so then you're your own God. Chas v'sholom, right? Kilu. If you're in charge of your own life, So what's that? That's where the koyach kfir comes from. So you might as well make yourself a god if you're in charge of your own life, if you're mamish and balabas of your own life. So the nachash taka said v'yisim kelekim. If you taina that your chaim is your own, so then v'yisim kelekim. Pari also made himself, and that's where Pari used the Nile to make himself into a god. Right? Pari used to relieve himself in the bathroom in the Nile every morning. Why? Because that Nile gave him the koyach to say that he's in charge of his own chaim. If you're in charge of your own chaim, so then you can pretend that you can pretend it's a chaim, right? But so we just say they used to mummify them. Everything was a dimion, right? So nobody dies. If you're in charge of chaim, how can a person have a heart attack and drop dead? So as soon as he drops dead, you quickly mummify the body to pretend that he's still alive, because if you're sholat and chaim, nobody outside of you can just take your life away. So pretend that you're still alive. That was the whole clip of Mitzrayim. The whole clip of Mitzrayim is that they're sholat and chaim as well. So Meila, the first thing the Rebbe Shlomo wanted to do, just like the same, the first kfirah, just like the first kfirah was a kfirah to be mevara, who's be'emes the makor ha'chaim of kol rega v'rega. So too, right at the beginning of the Bria, so too now, at this stage in Mitzrayim, is also, now is the biru, who's in charge, who's sholat in the Bria. And the whole chet of the Rishon caused, me'ofa after rabatosh, misa. What was the mitzvah in Egypt? Why was the niknas misa? Misa is a terrible thing. I mean, Chava, the difficult pregnancies, and he eats offer. Misa is, that's the end. Why is the niknas such a terrible thing? And Teretz is because that was the kishalom. The kishalom was the thing that you're in charge of chayit. His meila me offer atav el offer toshuv. So here there are a bunch of enemies. His bunch of them has to make sure that it's going back to be Masakin. We know that the whole story is Odom and Gan Eden, is Paris, the Nochash and Gan Eden, the whole Maisa Kegan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. We discussed it a lot of times before. It says in Lech Lecho, Kegan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. So you see that Gan Eden and Eretz Mitzrayim has a very lot in common. Kegan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. What's the first river? There's four rivers that come out of Gan Eden. The first one is the Nile, right? The first one is the Nile. The Nile is the connection of this world to Gan Eden. So Mitzrayim and Gan Eden are connected. Paro is the Nochash. The Nochash is Shoilet, and Gan Eden looks like Mitzrayim. Here the Rebbe Shlomo wanted to bring back the Shlita, to Kedusha. Nazbe, that's why I'm not going to now. That's why the Bereishis finishes off. Yisim ba'orim in Mitzrayim. They put Yosef in the Nile and in the Oren. Why? Because the klal of Gan Eden was Ofer Toshev. You go back to the Ofer. Yosef was Mitzadik the Chet of Adam Rishon. He doesn't go back to Ofer. So Yisim ba'orim in Mitzrayim. That's the Spitz. The Yosef Mitzadik didn't go back to Ofer. Hakol Panim. The Matzav of Gan Eden is happening. So therefore, the tikkun is to show that the Rebbein Shlomo Shonat and Chaim. If Rebbein Shlomo Shonat and Chaim, how God's Baruch Hu show, that's the makkah of Dom Tzav Adai Akinim. How's that the makkah of Dom Tzav Adai Akinim? The whole avodah zarah that their Shonat and Chaim came from the Nile. The Nile turning into blood is kilu killing the water. That's like killing the water. Shefich dam is murder. Kilu the Rebbein Shlomo, the mind turning into blood. That's like a b'china of killing their koyach achius, killing, ceasing their koyach achius. Always a sach tifa with them, because the ma'isa. But the pashup shot of Makkah's dam is that everybody thinks is that all the mime turned into dam, so you can't drink mime, right? So that's why the kindlech will come on with cheder with a cup and a straw, the mitzri, and the one with long pace on the other side. And this part of the cup is mime, and this part of the cup is dam, right? Because that's they were drinking Eden, were drinking mime, the mitzri, and drinking dam. The message from the psukim doesn't seem that way. From the psukim, it seems that it turned into dam, and then it turned straight back into mime. They couldn't drink. Why couldn't they drink the water? Dead fish, smelt of dead fish. What's the sod of it? They couldn't drink because it was dead fish. Dead fish means smelt of death. there in Mekoyim Chaim, he couldn't drink it because he couldn't go near it because it smelt of death. It smelt of death. Rabban Shalom showing them that there Mekoyim Chaim, that they think that's where Chaim comes from. That's mamish dead. That's completely dead. That's dead. So when Mayim smells of death, that's showing them that their makorach, what they think that they're the makorach chayim. Rabban Shalom still showing up on that as well, and Rabban Shalom can bring out misa from there. Rabban Shalom can bring out misa, which is, by the way, for the same reason why that the beginning of the makas, the end of the makas was Kriyas Yamsuf. And once Kriyas Yamsuf, they died in the mine. In the mine they died. In the mine they died. In the mine. Yai Yisrael is around misa. So I say in the mine they died. It's the beginning and the end is the mine, because the ikka is who's shaylat al chayim. Who's shaylat al chayim? Rabban Shalom showed them in Dama. He's shaylat al chayim. In shaylat al chayim. And Mele, therefore, Rabban Shalom can take away the Chaim from their Mayim, and therefore their Mayim is Mele Misa. The Mayim gives out a smell, a reich of Misa. No, with that, we can understand now the kesher between Dam and Kinim, because Kinim is just the reverse. If Mayim is bringing Misa to the Chaim, what Kinim is, it's bringing Chaim to the Misa. What was the Kinim? Vayachas Afar Ha'oretz, the Afar Ha'oretz, the Ofer. The Ofer is what the Ofer represents Misa. Me Ofer Ata, Vel Ofer Toshuf. Vayachas Afar Ha'oretz, Vatihila Kinim. Tihila Kinim means the earth turned into Kinim. The earth turned into Kinim means the earth became alive. Harry didn't have microscopes back then. You look on the ground, what do you see? You see the earth moving, right? Like in the airport, you go on this, you go, you take your suitcase on the moving earth. Here they see the earth is alive. The earth is alive. So what do you see from the earth being alive? The same thing as you see in Dam. It's more Dekam Mekusha. The Dam, the Rabban Shalom was showing them that what you think is Chaim, I'll make it into Misa. And Kinim was showing them what you think is Misa, I'll make it into Chaim. So Rabban Shalom Kaviyach was showing that he can manipulate Misa to Chaim and Chaim to Misa. So that was Lafuki Lahitzimi Libon Lahitzimi Libon. To say that they're kilo shoyim mechayim. Rabban Shalom is showing here how he kaviyochel kilo manipulates the chayim. And by the way, that we understand what the avodas Hashem is. The Gemara says Mitzochem Davnun Gimel. The Gemara says Amaro Chananim Shalom Zaria, that they threw themselves into the kivshan eish. Nosu kal v'chayim, they made a kal v'chayim from who? From the tzvadim. They made a kal v'chayim from the tzvadim. Madat the tzvadim. Then it says the bachov v'tanirecha mishar yisach. They went into the tanurim. They voiced the nefesh al kiddush Hashem. Ha'ono alachas kama v'kama. Also shayiches. And the Shaykh is that's the Tzvadeh, that's the middle one, the middle of the Makkah. The middle one is that we said before is the Avodas Hashem, is the Avodas Hashem of that Makkah. What's the Avodas Hashem? Once you realize that Rabban Shalom is the Makor HaChaim, so what does the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh mean? Mitzvah Mesiris doesn't mean that you're breaking your own Chaim and you're giving it to Hashem, killing your own Chaim. Rabban Shalom is the Makor HaChaim. Pashut level means that it's his Chaim, he's the Balabas, he's giving it to you every minute. Now he tells you he's not giving it to you, say it. You have to, he's the Balabas of Chaim. It's much deeper than that. It's deeper because the ikar vot is the makor. Rabban Shalom is the makor chayim. Say the Rabban Shalom is makor chayim. Somebody gives himself up. Al means it's not pshat. He's giving up his life to die for the Rabban Shalom. What does it mean? He's miskasha now to the makor chayim. He's an etzem chayim. He's not living. He's not living. Harei kol zman a person is in an offer in a goof, and the goof's offer, and the offer's misa. So Rabban Shalom has to keep him being mashpia chaim. Chas v'shalom, somebody who's chas v'shalom very sick, so he has to keep him getting every second oxygen. But if a person's dovek to the makor chaim, so that's the greatest chias. It's nizgala, the biggest chias, the biggest chaim is mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh. That's very, very deeply yisob. So pshat is when it came to the nesoyin of giving up their life. L'maisa, everybody's kosher to his life. Everybody wants his life. It's a person hangs on to life more than anything else. So male, if a person hangs on to life more than anything else, what's something that a person pashut can't give up unless he's meshuga, right? And that's what Ramesha says, that suicide, you can bury him in Yiddish of Isakvaris, because a person who commits suicide obviously shows that he's a chayla nefesh. So a person who's in a normal frame of mind, he hang on to life. You can't not hang on to life. So when it comes to nesoyin of mysterious nefesh, either serve of Idizora or die. So what does the Baal HaTanya say? You see from Doir Doiris, Chmain Doni the Baal HaTanya, it's proven from Doir Doiris that even the biggest Yidin, Yehudim Shemadim, when it came to giving up their lives, what happens? The Baal HaTanya gave up. What's the shot the Baal HaTanya gave up? Is it because they decided Taka to give up their life? The Taka woke up that they held on to it, they want to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The teeth of the hair is. The reason why they held on that, because they couldn't bat that with Zara. Why? Because a normal person can't die, can't be mitnatek himself. When it comes to those Ragoim, it's Nizbar to that Yid. Which one is Chaim? Which one is Chaim? Which one is Misa? Bowing down to Avodah Zorah, severing himself from HaKadosh Baruch, that's Misa. A person in the normal frame of mind can't kill himself, can't have himself killed. So what does he opt to do? Mesiris Nefesh, to stay alive. That's the Tif guy. He opts for Mesiris Nefesh to stay alive. Mesiris Nefesh to stay alive. That's the tifka. So that's the once they saw Dam and Kinim, once they saw Rabban Shalom is Makor Chaim, so that's the Faradeh, they ran into the that's the Avoida that you take out with that. Avoid you take out of that is the koyach achis that Rabban Shalom gives, is the Rabban Shalom, the male person gives that, is going up and is alighting to a higher makor achis. That's the common denominator, that's the avoid is Hashem, havdam tzafadei hakinim. It goes the Orav Deren, Shechina Shtikol, until he's saying Orav Deren, Shechina, we know saying what is Orav? Orav is the animals. Animals that came, right? Animals that came and killed them. What's Dever? Dever is the animals died. And then Shechina is boiled. What's the Yisod? The Yisod is, we just said before, the Targum says in the Pasuk, V'yi Adam Nefesh Chaya, Targum says, Ruach Mamallah. How does a person, in what Eivet does a person margish his Chaim? What Eivet does a person margish Chaim? In the Peh, because the Peh is the Koyach HaDibur, the Peh is what breathes in and out, the Peh is the Koyach HaChiyas. That's why Shlomo Melech says, HaChaim HaMoviz B'yad HaLoshem. Right? In other words, because the person's taking, if a person talks, Chas V'Shalom Rai, takes his Koyach HaChaim and his Mashchis. Mashchis that is a meshugana, not for now. That's also a tiefkeit in the Indian of the bris haloshen. Can they get the bris mila? Bris mila is b'emzakoy chachayim. It brings on a Rabban Shalom gives the neshama. But gimel shutfin l'adam. It's also got epsakoy chachayim. Right? Later is also b'chinas koy. You bring on a chaya. It's called a chaya. Midwife is a chaya. So you bring on epsakoy chachayim. That's the kesher between bris haloshen and bris ha'mor. Both of them are amagal. The koyach of a yid of chaim. So, and that's the doimim tzameach chaim edaber. If a person shomer is koyach chaim, so then he's shomer. He realizes this is mamish the life cord that he's hanging on to. Chaim v'hamov is biyad haloshein. When he talks diburim, he's makasha his diburim to the diburim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The closest kasha that he can have with Hakadosh Baruch Hu is alidei teren tefillah, kol yakev, alidei diburim. Why? Because alidei diburim with megala archias, and we realize that with mala archias. To the Rebbein Shalom Schis. That's what Archias meets with the Rebbein Shalom Schis. Where does a Yid Achi Pnimi meet with the Rebbein Shalom's Kaviyachal Pnimius? Right? And then Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh Kadoshim. What's the Kodesh Kadoshim called? Dvir Beisacha. Dvir is Lashon Dibur. Vashem is avoided. Dvir Beisacha. Because that's where our Dibur, that's where our Koyach Achias. Without that, a person is like a behemoth. So the person is Choyte. A person is Choyte. He's like gone away from life. He's gone away from life. He has to bring a korban to be mechaber. More lefnim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's already going into the koyach hachaim. It's already going into the koyach hadibur, into the koyach hachaim, into the koyach of kol kol yaka, the kol ter and the kol tol. Therefore, the makav orif was a makav of behemoth shelut on a yid. If a yid loses his dibur. Yid, but then it was Mitzrayim. You know Mitzrayim, the Dibur was in Golos, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvad Peh, because the whole fear of Mitzrayim was that we have our own Chiyus. If we have our own Chiyus, so then what's really in Golos? The Dibur is in Golos, because the Dibur is what is Mekasha Achiyus to Rabban Shalom. The Dibur is in Golos. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvad Peh of Golos. If the Dibur is in Golos, so there's no Dibur, then what's the mile of a person over? Of a behemoth. So Oroif was the Makkah where the behemoths came when they were Shailat on the thing. What comes after Orev? What's the pnimi of that? Dever. What's Dever? Dever is Loshen Dibur. Dever is Dibur. So the whole Indian of and by Dever says Hine Yad Hashem Hoyo b'miknach Hoyo Yad Havaya Hoyo b'miknach Hoyo is Loshen Havaya. We know the Shem Havaya is the Koyach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mahave the Bria Kol Rega gives Chiyus to the Bria. Shem Havaya is the Chiyus. Your person gives Rabban Shalom's Mechay the Bria Kol Rega. That's the Koyach B'chin of Dibur. So that's the Koyach HaDever. That's the Koyach HaDibur. And after that came Shechin. Shechin is Mashchis, the Tzalam of the Kim. I'm not going into that now. Right, that's the same Bechina of a Hemshech of these two things. So maybe therefore that's what a person has to mechazik himself, like to feel, like when he talks to Rabban Shalom, he davens to Rabban Shalom, when he learns the Heilige Torah, and begins Kol Kol Yaakov. Yaakov introduced us to the coil of Torah, to the coil of Tefillah, to the Diburim, to the speaking to Rabban Shalom. Speaking to Rabban Shalom is connects us to the Emes Achaim. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu Lo Yemes. Yaakov Avinu Lo Yemes. Kol Kol Yaakov, Yadayim Yidei Esav. Esav Avinu is Holich Lamos. Yaakov Avinu is always kosher, his coil is always talking, he's always kosher to the Makar HaChayim, always kosher to the Makar HaChayim, that's the coil of Yaakov Avinu Lo Yemes. That's where Yid has to be mechazik himself, Yid has to feel HaMachai with his Avodas Hashem. Yid's Avodas Hashem has to be Avodas Hashem with Chuka, with Gaguim, with Chiyas, Alei B'dek Avodas Hashem. Because in this week's parasha, in this gala, how much Chiyas there is, Kol Rega B'Rega. That was one thing.